Hello?
Oh, hello, Joe, we're back.
Oh, very low.
Oh, no. Let me just...
Let me help you with them bags, see?
Ta.
Oh, what, they're heavy.
Well, it's sangria and some bottles of wine. And I've got a bottle of Spanish brandy for you and all.
Oh, that's very thoughtful.
Well, it ain't much, but just to say thanks for looking after things for us, you know. Oh, gosh, it's nice to be back.
Shall I put the kettle on?
Oh, that'd be just the job.
Good journey, was it?
Not bad.
All right, Dad.
Oh, hello, son.
Oh, blimey. I'll be glad to put these cases down for the last time.
They ain't that heavy, are they? It's just a few presents in there, that's all. I got a smashing guitar strap for Fallon, Joe.
Yeah, weather was good, wasn't it?
It was a bit hot for me. I had to keep in the shade.
Well, you looked as if you caught a bit of the sun.
Yeah. No, we're lovely, Joe.
Ah, well, you looked very well.
Ciao. So do you come to that? Very smart. You off out?
Well, I was just getting ready for Mildred.
Ah, oh, still going strong then?
I don't know what you mean.
Where are you going?
Well, walk round some rose gardens Mildred knows.
Oh.
She's driving us.
Very romantic.
No. We're just good friends.
That's what they all say. But your buttonhole gives you away.
Well, that was an accident. I was doing a bit of pruning and I cut it by mistake. Well, I'd waste it, that's all.
Of course it was.
Eddie. Hey, Joe, do you want to see some of our photos?
Oh, you had them done already?
Yep. I borrowed this digital camera off our will.
Yeah, hang on while I get the glasses.
It was such a lovely place, Joe. Very clean, wasn't it, Eddie?
But it was spotless. Mm. And there was this smashing bar called Jamie's. He was a good bloke.
Yeah, he gave us a free jug of sangria on our last night, didn't he?
Yeah. They didn't have work hard, though. He said sometimes they open till 6 in the morning.
Look, I got a photo of me and Eddie there.
Yeah, well, let's have a look.
Here it is.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
You look very relaxed.
Show him that one when we went to that barbecue place.
Oh, yeah, now, Joe, some restaurants have old rowing boats out sewing.
With barbecues on them. Can you believe it?
Oh, barbecues.
And they fire them up and they cook you fresh fish caught the same morning.
Oh, we had some fantastic meals out, didn't we, Clary, love?
Yeah, and it wasn't that expensive neither, was they?
Yeah, smashing it.
Joe?
What?
There's something bothering you, isn't there? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, Clary, love. Mildred, is it time already?
Oh, don't worry, I'm a bit on the early side.
Hello, Mildred, come in.
We were just about to brew up.
That's very kind of you, but I've just had one, thank you. Did you have a good holiday?
Oh, lovely, thanks.
Yeah, Mildred, why don't you turn the car round while I get my shoes on? I'll be out in a minute.
Oh, right you are, Joe. Welcome home, Clary. Eddie.
See you later.
Have a nice day.
Eddie.
Well, that's what they say, innit?
Now, Joe, what's up? You're worrying me.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about this. You just getting home and everything.
But what? Joe?
Well, it's Edward and Fallon. She's broke up with him.
Ben, get off that gate. You should know better. Josh, help him down. Little monkey. Sorry. Go on, David.
No, I was, just saying about him keeping the cows out most of the year.
Yeah, I know.
Not just operating an extended grazing system till October like we do.
He must be making massive savings on grain.
Yeah.
We should be thinking about it.
Well, to be fair to us, we did start along the same route. We just never followed it to its natural conclusion with one thing and another.
It's inspiring, isn't it? Looking around someone else's farm.
Yeah, I always think we should do more of it. But then the weeks go by.
Well, we're here now.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, keep that stick away from Ben's face. Honestly.
You know what that's about, don't you?
What, the sword fighting?
It's since Usha told him the Sealed Knot people were setting up a camp on the village green for the fete.
Oh, right. Explains it.
Weapons of the Civil War, right up Josh's street.
Oh, which reminds me. Mike rang this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's just twigged that the tug of war is going to be over the village pond and he's trying to get the strongest team together so it's not him who ends up second.
Very sensible.
Yeah, but Kenton's assuming I'd be on the Cavalier's side.
So you'll have to disappoint Mike?
No chance. I'll follow the tradition of the Civil War. I'll split the family and join Mike's roundheads.
Eddie, I've been trying to get hold of you.
Why? What's up?
Edward's not answering his mobile.
Oh, it's okay, I've seen him.
Oh, thank goodness, how is he?
Well, not to speak to. I just saw him out on the tractor, doing a bit of top dressing.
Oh, right.
You don't need to worry. He's working. And that's got to be a good thing.
Yeah.
Although, knowing you, nothing will stop you worrying.
Well, it's just because he were getting back on track with everything, you know. Decent job and a lovely girl.
Is there any tea in the pot?
Sorry. Yeah, get yourself a mug, love.
I know what you mean.
And now, with TB and Oliver's herd and Fallon leaving him, I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
I've been going over things, you know, the past few weeks.
Harry, love, that won't do any good.
No, but I wonder why it's gone wrong.
Well, it's no good asking me.
Was it her going away on tour, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask Edward.
Are we nearly there yet?
Not too far. Are you all right, Joe? You're sweating. Shall I open the window?
No, it's all right, Mildred. You just keep your hands on the wheel.
Sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
What a shock.
It just needs to go a bit slower, that's all.
No, I meant the... They were very fond of Fallon, were they? Sorry.
Very fond. She's a lovely girl.
It's a shame. I know you said Edward was very taken with her.
Well, it's him we're worried about.
Young love. He'll get over it.
Not in as simple as that.
Oh?
Hey, slow down. What's that? Oh,
what?
Yeah, I got an idea. We can talk about all this when we get to them gardens, eh?
So, I'm going to look at the best way to make changes to our grazing system and maybe the way we carve, too.
Yeah. He block calves, doesn't he?
Spring and autumn, he said. Oh, go on!
All right, well, you look into it. See what you come up with.
Great.
And what did Pat want when she rang?
Oh, yeah. It was about next week's planning meeting.
Oh, right.
She wanted to know if either or both of us can go.
When is it?
Wednesday evening.
Is there anything on, apart from nets?
Not that I can think of. We should try, David. We need to give them some support. She sounded really stressed.
Well, there will be. It'll have a big impact on the business if they lose the packhouse.
What a worry.
Yeah, must be difficult.
And it can't mean that much to Borchester Land, one piddling little barn conversion.
It's all business to them. Maximise the profit from everything they've got.
I suppose that's why Matt's a millionaire businessman and we're not.
Yeah, in a nutshell. Tell you what's worrying me, though.
Huh?
The barley, is it ever going to get cut?
They are taking a long time getting round to it.
Exactly. Should have heard from Adam by now.
Hasn't he been in touch?
No. I'll ring him when we get back in. I'd like him to get started as soon as he can. There's no telling how long this weather will hold.
Oh, just a minute. There's nothing quite like the perfume of an old-fashioned rosebush.
Ah, even better for being enjoyed in good company.
You're right. Sorry, Joe, you were saying?
Oh, well, it's just what I expected. That nosy snail woman's been snooping around at the back of our garden trying to catch me feeding oats to Bartleby.
And will she?
Oh, no chance. But I knows her too well. She won't give up easily.
I'm sure you're far too wily for her.
Oh, I have me moments. Yeah, a bit of a spat takes you out of yourself, if you knows what I mean.
Yes, I do. And that's a good thing when you've got worries. But from what you've said, Edward sounds like he's grown up a lot. I'm sure he won't go down too far.
It don't stop you worrying, though, do it?
No, it doesn't. And the age they are makes no difference. I still worry about mine, even though they're grown with children of their own.
Yeah, true enough.
But I do envy you.
How's that, then?
It must be wonderful to see them every day.
Oh, well, I like to have me loved ones around me.
Oh, I value every second I have with mine. Even on the phone.
Of course you do.
Here you are, love. Get this down, you. Must be starving.
Thanks, Mum.
You've been working all day. Your dad said he saw you on the tractor.
Yeah? When did you get back?
Oh, just after dinner.
You had a good time then?
It were fantastic. It's a lovely place.
Oh, good. Did I to Dad?
Oh, you know your dad. He's happy as long as his belly's full and he can get a decent pint.
Yeah.
I'll show you the photos later. Oh, and I've got summat for you. Just a bit of summat, you know.
Oh, thanks. What is it?
Oh, well, there were some smashing leather goods there, you see, so I got your belt. Hope you like it.
Oh, cheers.
But, oh, dear, we're very hot. Hey, and one night there was this fantastic thunderstorm. I never seen nothing like it. It was really exciting. Your dad and me, we stood on the balcony just watching the lightning and counting for the thunderclaps.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was. And how have you been?
Oh, Grandad told you then.
Yeah. We're ever so sorry.
Yeah.
What happened? Your Grandad didn't say much.
Well, we'd both moved on. You know, Fallon with the band and stuff.
But couldn't you try and make it work? I mean, I thought you two got on like house on fire.
Yeah, we did.
Well then?
It just wasn't working. So it's best to call it a day.
Well, that's all there was to it.
But what else would there have been?
Well, only asking.
Look, it's just one of them things, Mum.
Oh, seems a shame, that's all. You two seem really happy together.
Yeah, well, I wish it could have been different and all. It's not. That's it.
She's such a lovely girl.
Well, you think I don't know that? I do.
I'm sorry, love.
It's better like this. She doesn't need me in her life messing things up for her.
What things?
And she's better off on her own. And so am I.
How do you mean?
I don't know. It's just the way it is, Mum.
Oh, lovey.
Nothing anyone can do about it. So there's no point in going on at me, okay?
Another whiskey, darling?
Yes, why not? Thanks.
Lillian? Better not, thanks, Jenny. I'll push off in a minute and make a start on supper. So, what time will you be at Mum's on Saturday?
Tea time, I suppose. She said she was baking cakes, didn't she?
Yes, but not a birthday cake as such.
Poor old Jack.
Oh, I know.
No presents either.
Here you are, Brian.
Oh, thanks. Although it'll be all the same to him, I suppose.
Well, that's the important thing. If everyone pops round, he'll have lots of company. He'll enjoy that.
Yeah, well, let's hope he's having one of his good days.
Absolutely.
And what are you up to, Brian? You're a gentleman of leisure these days.
Hardly.
Well, you're obviously not helping with the harvest.
I've got plenty to occupy me, thank you, Lillian. Not least hungry at the moment.
And how's Debbie doing?
Very well.
The harvest's looking good, she said, didn't she?
Yeah, we stand to make some decent money this year.
Good for you.
Though no one seems to know how long the high price will go on for. Oh, it's Adam. Excuse me, I'd better take it.
Oh, just check on Rory and Phoebe at the same time, would you, Brian?
All right. Adam, what can I do for you?
Well, I ought to make a move too. I want to see how Matt is.
Why, is something wrong?
Yeah. He's got that meeting tomorrow, you know, with the social worker.
Yes, of course.
About tracing his birth mother.
Matt seeing a social worker.
I know, doesn't quite ring true, does it?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be glad he did, though.
Well, I'm not sure how he feels about it all. You know, Matt never gives anything away.
Perhaps he doesn't want to get too involved, in case he doesn't get anywhere.
Yeah, well, I understand that.
You make sure you don't push him too hard. It's a big thing.
Don't worry. Anyway, I intend to distract myself tomorrow by going over to Lower Loxley. I want to find out if Nigel's picked the team for the team chase yet.
You're not thinking of going in for it yourself?
Oh, I had half an idea.
A bit old, aren't you?
Thank you very much. My age is only a number, Jenny. I can give Caroline Sterling a run for her money, or Shula come to that.
Well, the best of luck.
Oh, thank you for your tact and understanding.
Anyway, Nigel's mind's been on the Battle of Hassett Bridge.
Oh, why?
It's quite exciting, actually. Apparently he noticed a reference to the battle in some family papers ages ago, so he's been hunting through them to try and find it again.
Well, if he tells me anything about it tomorrow, I'll let you know. Thanks for the drink, darling.
It's okay. Let me know how Mike gets on.
I will. Oh, see you later, Brian.
Oh, bye, Lillian.
Bye. Well, what did Adam want?
Oh, just a bit of help.
There you are. So, you'll be driving the combine after all.
Not quite that exciting, I'm afraid.
No?
He's asked me to do a couple of hours on the grain dryer, after they've all done for the day.
Hello, Fallon, love.
Oh, Clary, you made me jump.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I could see you was miles away. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Fallon,
oh, how was Tarmelinos? Did you have a good holiday?
Oh, yeah, we're lovely, Tar.
Oh, good. Was the weather good?
Yeah, brilliant. Warm enough to go out without a cardie at night.
Oh, great. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Yeah, it's no problem.
Only with Kirsty off at the last minute and Mum and Sid going out.
No, honestly, I don't mind.
Well, thanks anyway.
Ah, but I won't be able to do next Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's Pat Tony's planning meeting. You know, to decide if Matt can turn the barn they use for packing into a house.
Oh, right, okay.
So Pat asked me to work late and finish off in the dairy so she can get away and get ready.
Right, I'll tell Mum.
Good-o. Fallon...
Could you finish with stuck in the fridge for me now, please? Oh. One of the sinks in the ladies is blocked. I'd better see if I can sort it out.
Well, okay.
Yeah, you too, Annabelle. Cheers. Bye.
Mad, I thought you might like a drink.
Ooh, Tar, yeah.
Have you nearly finished?
Yeah, more or less.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, yeah. Why?
Oh, no, just wondered. You know, supper will be ready in about half an hour.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I bumped into Pip at the shop. She was asking if you were in your office.
Yeah, I got a call from her. She's been checking up on the Skylarks.
Ah.
Seems she's seen a couple of nests, so that should keep her quiet.
And was that Annabelle on the phone?
Yeah. More wildlife. She's got the ecologist's report on the newts.
Oh, what did it say? Are there newts on the site?
Yeah, more's the pity. So now I've had to ask her to come up with some sort of alternative habitat so we can relocate the blasted colony. Also, we can reapply for planning permission. Can you believe it? All that time and money being spent to keep a few newts alive and kicking. Between Natural England and Pip Archer, it's like living under the Stasi.
That's a bit extreme, isn't it?
You think?
I thought you had a meeting with Annabelle tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I decided I didn't want to wait till tomorrow, so I got her to give me the gist over the phone.
Oh, I see, I see.
Yeah, and I cancelled our meeting. I'll be too pushed for time, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm sure you're right.
Are there any more glasses, Fallon?
Just these.
Righto.
You can get off now, Clary, if you like.
Oh, if you're sure.
Well, yeah, I can finish off here and well, there's only those two stragglers left.
Oh, all right, then. Thanks, yeah. Just before I do, Fallon, I did just want to say how sorry I am, you know, about you and Edward.
I know, me too.
Well, a bit of a shock. Truth to be told, come home to that news.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do?
No. Thanks.
I mean, would it help if I were to have a word with Edward? I know how stubborn he can be.
Honestly, Clary.
He was like part of the family, love, and now it feels like there's a big chunk missing.
I know, and I'm sorry.
Oh, we're sorry too.
Well, it's just something that we'll all have to get used to.
But did you ever row? I mean, sometimes people say things in the heat of the moment, they don't really mean them, you know.
No, it weren't a row.
But what was it then? I mean, when we went away, you was fine together, and then Wal was away.
We weren't fine, Clary. We haven't been for a while.
Oh, don't say that. What happened?
Please, Clary.
But I'm sorry, I need to know what to think.
Yeah, I know, but I really don't want to talk about it.
No, I do understand. I just
please, Clary, leave it. It's Ed you need to talk to. He's the one with the answers.
Oh, dear.
Would you like me to make some proper coffee for you?
No. Instant's fine.
Are you sure?
No, I can't be bothered to wait. I'm shattered. I'll just drink this and it's straight to bed.
How did you get on with the dryer?
Oh, fine.
And what was the problem?
Oh, one of the students had let a batch of barley go through at 18%. He'd not been testing enough, obviously.
And did you sort it out?
Yeah, it just meant running it through the dryer again. It's hardly brain surgery.
No, but it's an important job.
And as such, clearly entrusted to me because it meant working all evening and everybody else was at the pub.
You have been saying how much you wanted to be a part of things.
Yeah, well, it's not quite how I saw my evening panning out, though, I must say.
You know what they say? Be careful what you wish for.
Thank you for your sympathy, Jenny.
You wanted to help with the harvest, and now you have. So stop complaining. Hello, love.
Are you all right?
You had a good night?
Not really.
What did you get up to?
Just had a couple in the British Queen.
Oh, yeah.
That's Chazza's local.
Yeah. How is Chazza?
He's all right.
You haven't been drinking and driving, have you?
Of course I haven't.
Sorry. I just worry.
Yeah, well done.
Do you want a cup of cocoa, or are you just about to make one for yourself?
Oh, no, tar.
Can I get you some supper?
No, that's okay.
Cheese on toast?
I had a burger.
Right.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's already gone up.
Well, I'm knackered too. I'm off to bed.
Edward?
What?
Are you all right? Yeah, it's a daft question, I know, but you sure there ain't nothing I can do?
Like what?
I don't know, but I can't bear to see you so sad.
I'm all right.
It was fun and on with me tonight.
No. How is she?
She don't look too good.
Doesn't she?
She wouldn't say much. Oh, I wish you'd tell me what happened.
I have.
Well, I know what you said. But she's heartbroken, love, and when I asked her about it, she just said to ask you.
Did she?
So what went on between the two of you, eh? Why did you split up, really?
I don't want to talk about it.
But I can't help if I don't know,
drop
you see.
It, Mum, please. Yeah, please! Just leave it.
God.
Was there anyone in the ball tonight, Matt?
What was that?
I just wondered if there was anyone interesting in the pub.
Not that I noticed.
No one to chat to?
No, it was pretty quiet.
And how's your headache?
That wasn't a headache, just wanted some fresh air, that's all.
Look, come to bed.
Yeah, just a minute.
Oh, surely you can leave your emails until tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm just checking the venue for the meeting, that's all.
Are you nervous about the meeting?
Why would I be nervous?
Well, you know, I mean about meeting the social worker.
Why should I be? It's just a meeting.
I know, I just wondered.
Oh, would you look at the state of this shirt? It's full of creases. You'll have to change the ironing service, Lillian.
Well, I could ask Ivy Horobin, I suppose.
No. Last time she did it, all my shirts came back smelling of fag smoke.
All right, well, I'll ask around.
Well, I can't wear this tomorrow.
Look, darling, I'll run over it myself with the iron before you leave.
Would you? Oh, so.
Have you thought about what you're going to say?
Who to?
To Lindsay, the social worker.
Oh, can you stop banging on about the social worker?
Sorry. Have you got your adoption certificate?
Yeah, look, Lillian, can you drop it?
All right.
All I'm going to do tomorrow is make a few inquiries.
Yes, I know.
My objective is just to find out whether this woman...
birth mother?
Yeah. Whether she's still alive. And to make sure she's doing okay, then I can wrap it up and move on. Sorry to disappoint you, Lillian. But that's it.
Dad?
Oh, hello, son.
Oh, just nipped back for a bite to eat.
Oh, a bit late, aren't you?
Oh, I wanted to get the hard stand in the Mrs. Duke's dog out before I stopped for me dinner.
Oh, then.
I thought I'd eat up that piece of pie from last night, but I can't find it.
That's because Edward's had it earlier.
Oh, Oh, well, that's somewhat any road. He ain't gone off his food.
Ah, poor lad.
Was he like this all last week?
Oh, I didn't see that much of him. He's been keeping his head down and working harder.
Oh, it's a crying shame, Dad.
I know.
She's a lovely girl. Just what he needed.
I know what you're thinking.
What am I thinking?
That he might go down that same road as a couple of years back.
That crossed my mind, yeah.
Yeah, but I've been keeping an eye on him.
Well, Clary's worried and all, but he won't talk to her either.
In my mind, we just have to show him we trust him.
How do you mean?
We'll show him we have faith in him not to make them same mistakes.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's like Mildred says. People has to come round in their own time. And this is different from before. You can't run people's lives for them. What?
No, it's what I told Clary this morning.
Well, there you are, then. Afternoon?
Joe. Eddie, good afternoon.
Now, what can I do for you?
Nothing, thank you.
Well, you must be after something. Creeping around our garden?
I was not creeping. I'm merely on my way home.
And you thought you'd cycle across the fields for a change?
I came along the track past Lakey Hill. I often cycle that way in the summer.
Lillian.
Matt, I've been trying to call you for ages.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, where are you?
Still in Bolchester. Just having a coffee.
Well, I thought you'd ring me straight after you'd seen Lindsay.
Well, the meeting overran a bit and, well, I thought I might just chill out for a bit before I come home.
Well, how did it go?
Well, it was quite a long meeting. She took me through the procedure, asked a lot of questions.
What sort of question?
Look, this really isn't the time or the place. We'll talk about it when I get back, okay?
Yeah, of course. Look, just tell me if it all went well.
Yeah, I'd say so. As well as can be expected, anyway.
Come on, John.
Well, if you had a better selection, Susan Carter, choosing might be easier.
What about those?
Hey? Oh, well, not everybody likes the Cure.
Well, then, we're back to the plain ones.
I don't know whether she'll like them, neither. She has a sweet tooth, says Milton.
Oh, what's this? Treating your lady friend to chocolates?
Hello, love.
Not that it's any of your business.
Oh, it'll be a dozen red roses next.
Oh, now, there's an idea, Joe. Why don't you get us some flowers from the garage instead?
Because I want to buy your chocolates.
Oh, is life in the old dog yet, eh, Joe?
And you can keep your crude remarks to yourself, Neil Carter.
Oh, I wasn't being crude. Just these mints, love.
Oh, rediscovering love at your time of life, Joe. I think it's romantic.
It ain't nothing of the sort. I'll have these here.
That's $5.99, Joe, please.
Oh, come on, Dad. I want to get home for me supper. Got a couple of jobs to price up.
Your generation just don't understand companionship. You have to bring everything down to the mucky.
Yeah, I didn't. There's nothing grubby about true love.
True love. Hear that, Dad?
I heard. And Mildred wouldn't be happy with you talking about her behind her back.
Oh, here's your change.
Yeah, it was me who introduced him, you know. Huh? He moaned like heck. Wouldn't go near her at first.
I like to do things my own way in my own time. Now, if you've all finished, I've got things to do.
Yeah, it takes him a while to go through his beauty routine.
Oh, Neil, Mike's looking for you.
Oh, is he?
Oh, he's probably recruiting. I'm around it.
Oh, right.
You dropped George off okay with Will?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He chatted all the way there about those duck eggs.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, me and George put some duck eggs under a broody hen. He can't wait for them to hatch. And you should have seen him with the pigs last week.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be ridiculous, Neil. He came back filthy.
No, lads. Get mucky. That's how it should be, eh?
Mucky? It was a bit more
He's
that.
A real Carter.
Oh, is he now? Any road, come on, Dad, let's get a wriggle on.
Excuse me.
Oh,
not so fast.
Well, yeah, I'm never going to get me supper.
What do you want?
I'd just like you to know that I have conclusive proof that you are feeding oats to Barclay.
Well, that's rubbish and you knows it.
Let's see it then.
Oh, no, You'll have to wait till Thursday at the Transition Village meeting.
Oh, very dramatic.
Then we'll see how many teas people think your delivery service is worth. And everyone there can judge which is the more environmentally friendly. Your trap or my car share scheme.
Oh, come on, Dan, please.
Well, you bring it on, Mrs.
Oh, fighting talk.
Don't worry, I shall.
Have a lovely evening, Joe.
Yeah, don't do anything I wouldn't.
You shut up.
Sorry.
All right, Linda, can I help you?
No, thank you, Susan. I saw Eddie's van outside, so I came in to tackle Joe. I'd better be on my way.
Oh, right. Susan, have you got any Bridge Farm ice cream? I forgot to get it when I was in Underwood.
Oh, yeah, should have.
Oh, where's the shopping you wanted me to take home?
It's just behind here.
Oh,
you'll
right,
be persona non grata there, I imagine, Lillian.
I'm not sure about that, Linda, but I thought it diplomatic to steer clear.
Is this it?
Yeah. Can you ask Emma to do the potatoes and veg for me?
Pat and Tony are under a lot of stress, thanks to your partner.
Not my business. Thanks, Susan, and 20 of my usual,
lovely,
please.
Quite a few have rallied to their cause.
Good. Yeah, there's a good few going to the planning meeting next Wednesday over the pack house.
Oh,
yeah. We don't need any more barn conversions in Ambridge, thank you. 10:30, please.
I'm very surprised you haven't championed your brother, though. You must have some influence.
Thank you, Susan. Mustache. Bye, all.
Bye.
Well, really. Just a minute. Lillian!
Blimey, what are they like, eh? Right. Any other instructions for Emma?
No, just the potatoes and veg. Mm-hmm. I'll grill the chops when I get home. They'll not take too long.
Oh, I just had a thought.
What?
Well, you know how Emma and Will have been getting on much better recently?
Yeah, what about it?
What if I ask him to stay for his tea with us when he brings George back?
I've got lots of lovely things for us to eat.
Good, I'm starving.
So, tell me everything. What was she like?
Lindsay? Oh, very nice. Blonde, middle-aged, quite businesslike.
You sound surprised. Not all caftans and beads, you know.
Well, I didn't know what to expect, you know, but she, no, she was very straightforward, practical.
Good.
Made me feel it was reasonable, what I was doing, you know, at my age.
So, what did you say?
Well, first she talked about why babies were given up for adoption in those days.
Oh, they were unmarried mothers, presumably.
Yeah, but she said what often happened was the woman then married someone else and never told him what she'd done.
Mm, well, the social stigma was huge. Yeah, even for Jenny, 20 years later.
Yeah. Then she asked me why I've suddenly decided to look for this woman now, mm-hmm, and what I want at the end of it all, mm-hmm, if I'll even want to see her.
Well, of course you do.
Yeah, well, hang on. She went on to say that she might not still be alive.
Which we have talked about.
Yeah, or even if she is, she might not want to see me, you know, because the whole thing might have been a secret she's still keeping.
And, how would you feel about that?
What? If she didn't want to see me?
Hmm.
No, I wouldn't mind if that's how it turned out.
You sure?
Yeah, I mean, talking to Lindsay, well, after taking that first step, it's easier, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And now I've started this, I do want to find out as much as I can, but at the end of the day, if we drew a blank, so be it.
Well, if you say so.
Yeah, one thing I wasn't expecting, I've got to speak to some advisor.
Hmm. What sort of advisor?
Oh, you know, to discuss all this, because those mothers, and fathers too, I suppose, thought they'd never be traced. So we need to discuss all the implications of what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, implications for any siblings, perhaps.
I suppose so, yeah.
So what do you have to do now?
Well, basically, we have to apply for my original birth certificate, which Lindsay will help me do.
So you're definitely going ahead then?
Said so, didn't I?
Well, when will you apply?
Already set the ball rolling. I filled in the paperwork ready to send to the General Register Office. That'll get me access to my birth certificate.
Oh, Matt!
Yeah. Well, don't get your hopes up, Lillian. You'll only be disappointed.
Yeah, but we might not be.
Oh, come on, be practical. Think how old I am. After all this effort, it's probably too late.
Put the kettle on, Neil, would you, while I wipe the table down?
Oh, righto.
I want to start putting my displays together for the fete tonight.
When I got home,
There were a couple of messages on the answering machine from Kenton.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen one.
He's trying to recruit me for the Cavaliers.
Oh, you're being courted by both sides.
I think I'll bide my time and see who ends up with the strongest team.
Have you seen Alan yet?
Yeah, I called in at the vicarage. They've already had a few replies to the invites.
Oh, right.
To both ceremonies. They're well chuffed that people want to go to both.
What are we going to give them for a wedding present?
Oh, get on the internet after and have a look at these charity websites.
It doesn't seem right to give a toilet, even if it is to a village in Africa.
Well, it doesn't have to be a toilet. It could be a few hens. That might be nice from us.
Why couldn't we just have bought him a nice photo frame?
Well, you know what Alan's like.
Oh, and did you ask about what I'm supposed to wear?
Oh.
Oh, Neil, I need to know. It could be August, so I need to know if it has to have long sleeves. Or is it that Muslims have to cover their arms?
Well, if you look at the costumes in, what's that film you've got on DVD?
Can't you bend it like Beckham to pick me outfits?
Well, I'll ask him tomorrow.
Can't you give him a ring now?
Oh, all right. Just let me make the coffee, will you?
Oh, that's sweet, isn't it? About Joe and that lady Mildred.
Well, it's like he said, it's just companionship at their age.
Oh, no. Clary said Joe's head over heels.
Get away.
It's been taking hours getting ready. Even putting Eddie's aftershave on.
Good for him.
That's what I said.
Oh, it must be a bonus. Raking over the embers and finding a spark still there.
Oh, that's very poetic, Neil.
And talking of sparks, that went well with Will tonight, didn't it?
Yeah, I thought so too.
Well, you never know. They might get back together.
Oh, no. Don't start pushing them into anything.
No, I won't. But you know how much I like the lad. He's trustworthy. Hard working.
Mm. It might be fate he bought our old house.
Mm.
Can you imagine?
Well, he's a good lad. And George is dad, after all. It'd be ideal, wouldn't it?
Morning.
Oh, Oliver, you right?
Washer gone?
Yeah, the nut's well rusted on. Just pass us that can, would you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
So how are things, Ed?
I went to see Fallon yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, well, months in her, and well, I thought I ought to go. Can't not see each other forever.
Well, that was nice of you. How did you go?
Well, I got the cold shoulder from Sid and Jolene. I knew they were going to be like that. Jolene didn't want me to see Fallon at first, but she knew I wasn't going anywhere till I had, so she shouted her to come down.
And did she?
Yeah. Yeah, after a bit. I could see she'd put a bit of makeup on before she came downstairs, but oh, she looked terrible. And she'd lost weight. She got black rings under her eyes.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I mean, she looked ill. Really ill.
What? You feel responsible?
Yeah, I am. It's my stupid fault. I should never have started going out with her in the first place. I mean, it felt right at first, like we fitted, but I'm just kidding myself. There, that's got it.
Listen, Ed. If you could travel back in time, would you, you know, do anything differently?
Oh, I suppose not.
You tried. Unfortunately, things just didn't work out. At least you and she had the courage to face that and accept it.
Yeah, but now look what's happened to her. I couldn't make her happy when I was with her. She's not happy now either. Why didn't I just leave her alone? I'm no good at all that, Oliver. I knew it inside, I just didn't want to own up to it.
Or what, Ed?
Every time I get involved with someone, it turns out badly.
Oh, come on. You can't say that.
I'm not saying this for you to feel sorry for me. I'm telling it like it is. I think some people just aren't cut out for relationships. And I'm one of them.
Nonsense.
I'm better off on my own. I should just get used to it.
Well,
You know when you're a kid and the summer holidays seem to stretch out never-ending in front of you?
Oh, I do remember.
Well, when you're an adult with school-age kids, the summer holidays really are never-ending.
Said with feeling.
Nah, I'm only kidding.
And they haven't broken up yet, have they? That was the school bus.
Well, I hope so. I've just put Ben and Josh on it. Yeah, they break up on Friday.
Well, good luck.
And where are you off to?
Oh, it's my day off.
Oh, great. What you got planned?
Well, if it keeps fine, Oliver and I are going riding this morning.
Ah. Well, the forecast was decent.
Good.
Are you practising for the team chase?
From now on in. And I'm going to drive over to Lower Loxley at some point to have a look at it.
Ah. Shula mentioned that Nigel was putting his team together.
Yes, he is. Political nightmare. He's bound to offend someone.
How's Oliver doing, by the way?
He's feeling low, to be honest. That's one of the reasons I suggested the ride.
When's the next TB test?
Monday.
Well, I know exactly what he's going through. Not that that's any consolation.
No. There's nothing anyone can say or do. Apart from keeping fingers crossed.
No. Well, give him my best anyway.
Thanks, I will.
And if I see him at the fete, I'll have a word myself.
I know he'd appreciate it.
He's not joining in the tug of war, I take it?
No. You?
Oh, wild horses wouldn't have stopped me. Once I knew Kenton was team captain of the Cavaliers.
Ah, you're on the Roundhead side, then.
Top marks.
I ought to know the brothers of my best friend by now.
Yeah, yes, so you should.
And how's Ruth? Is the harvest going okay?
Yeah, Ruth's fine. Kids are fine, thanks. Yep. But Adam's taking his time getting round to cutting our barley.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I want it done while the weather holds. I'm going to give him a nudge.
Can I have a quick word, Brian?
Yeah, Adam, what can I do for you?
Are you busy?
Nothing I can't put off, if need be.
Good, because I wanted to ask a favour.
Okay, ask away.
A spring's gone on one of the trailers.
Oh.
Is there any chance you could nip into Borchester to get a spare from the dealers?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, thanks, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. We need to keep stoppage time to a minimum.
Yeah, it shouldn't take you too long.
As I said, no problem.
Right, I'll get straight back to it.
Everything going well otherwise?
I hate to speak too soon, but so far so good, thanks.
Right.
I was just about to take over from Jeff, give him a break from combining.
Fine.
Right, cheers. See you later.
Home Farm, Brian Aldridge speaking.
Hi, Brian, it's David. Is Adam there, please?
Oh, you just missed him, I'm afraid. Have you tried his mobile?
Yeah, it just went straight to voicemail.
Anything I can help with?
Well, I just want to know when he's planning to make a start on our barley.
Ah, sorry, no, not my remit anymore, as you know.
No.
And I've no idea, he hasn't discussed it with me. All I can say is the same with the Home Farm crops up until this week. He's prioritising.
Right, thanks anyway. I'll have to come over later and tackle Adam myself.
Right, I'll get a shower before lunch.
So, what should we do?
For lunch?
Try to see what we've got in.
Well, why don't we go out somewhere? Treat ourselves.
Where did you have in mind?
A pub lunch, perhaps. Or we could go into Borchester.
Look, why don't we walk up to the Bull, eat in the garden?
Yes, all right. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Caroline.
We've just seen Joe, haven't we, Oliver?
Yes. He and Bartleby with a queue of cars behind them a mile long.
The driver's all cursing him, no doubt.
What's out with Mildred, was he?
Yes, he was. Well, I hope it keeps fine for them. Can't be very romantic in a trap in the rain.
My granddad would still prefer it. He said she drives a car like she's rallying.
Oh, dear.
Said she can never remember what side of the road to drive on, so she just drives straight down the middle, save the hassle.
Good grief. I'll make sure to look out for her.
Milking go okay?
Yeah, no problems. Just off out to Top Dress Red Bank.
You're doing a great job, Ed.
Well, at least I'm getting something right.
Absolutely. Everything on track for the test next week?
Yeah, as far as I know. Milk yield's good.
Excellent.
Cows seem healthy. Good coats and condition.
Let's hope for the best, eh?
Yeah, there's nothing else we can do.
Adam Macy?
Adam, it's Brian. Can you talk?
Yes, carry on. I'm on Bluetooth. Where are you?
You may well ask. Lincolnshire.
Are you?
Quite.
Have you got the spring?
I've got it. And this is where I had to come to get it, to the manufacturers.
Didn't they have it in Borchester?
Listen.
Sorry, stupid question.
Anyway, I'm just letting you know, I'm about to set off back now, so you won't have your spring before late afternoon at the earliest.
Not to worry.
And that depends on the traffic, of course.
At least you've got it, though, so thanks for that.
Yes, well, I'll see you later.
All right, Brian. Thanks. You're a star.
So what did Nigel have to say? Was it about the team chasing?
Yes. He has more or less decided on the team.
Including you, I hope.
Absolutely.
Oh, should be great fun.
Oh, not for Nigel. He just got off the phone to Lillian. She gave him a real ear bashing.
Well, she wasn't seriously expecting to be on the team.
Oh, I don't suppose she was really. But it was probably a bit of a shock. I mean, she must know it's to do with age as well as general fitness.
She still rides though, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. But not at the same level.
So, who will be on the team?
Me, mm-hmm. Nigel, Shula, and Alice.
Oh, that's a pity Debbie doesn't live in the village anymore.
Oh, yes, yeah, she'd have loved it.
Oh, well, never mind.
But Nigel's other news was even more interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's volunteered to help excavate the site where the skeleton was found. And he's been doing some research into the Pargeter family papers.
Is there a connection?
He's not sure yet, but apparently the steward of the original hall...
Well, not the Lower Loxley as it stands now.
Well, bits of it are still there.
All right.
Well, this steward had two sons who fought in the Battle of Hassock Bridge. They were both serving with Sir John Lawton Hope's Pike Regiment.
For the king?
Of course. Anyway, both were killed, but only one of the bodies was recovered.
Oh, fascinating.
Isn't it? So, obviously, Nigel's very excited.
Yeah, of course. Right. Let's check the mineral lick.
It does look as though the badgers are taking it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oliver, what's the matter?
Ed and I had a rather meaningless conversation this morning about the cows. I asked him about their condition, and he told me they looked well, and we both knew we were kidding ourselves.
Oh, dear.
We all know the TB test picks up the disease long before there are any visible symptoms.
Yes, of course.
Anyway, I feel a complete fraud. There I was, trying to find out how he's feeling, when I feel just as low as he does.
That's not fraudulent.
Yeah, well, I worry about him, Caroline. He's got a lot on his plate at the moment.
I know. But Ed isn't the boy who ran away 2 years ago. He's grown up such a lot. Mainly thanks to you.
It's a great pity things didn't work out for him with Fallon. She's been such a steadying influence, especially now with the TB.
Well, that's not your fault.
Oh, I know. Somehow I do feel responsible.
Oh, Oliver. Come here.
Well, I hope the badgers are taking the lick. I know it's unproven, and if it does work, it's a long-term solution. But at least I feel I'm doing something positive.
Then it's doing part of its job.
So it was a whole day wasted, all for a blessed spring.
What, and you've only just got back now?
Yeah, more or less. Honestly, I feel like some kind of gopher.
I bet you do.
The other evening I did a shift on the dryer until 11 at night. It's absurd. It's a complete waste of my skills.
Now, where have I heard that complaint before?
Hi, David.
Sorry, what was that?
Doesn't matter. Adam.
You've been trying to contact me.
Yes, it's about the Brookfield barley.
I assumed it was.
Been ready to cut since last weekend. I've been expecting you.
I told David you were prioritising.
Yes, I'm sorry you're having to wait till last. I'll definitely be there before the end of the week.
It's already Wednesday, and there's no guarantee the weather will hold.
I understand how you feel, but I've got to run the combine efficiently. That's in all our interests. It means doing decent-sized blocks together.
Yeah, I can see that.
It just doesn't make sense to dodge backwards and forwards between the farms.
Yeah, that's all very well. Meanwhile, we're taking the risk.
You've got a point, Adam.
Look, all I can say is that we're ahead of schedule here, so it's looking good for the end of the week.
Right. Look, I can see what you're doing, Adam, but we are paying for this, you know? A phone call would have been nice.
Oh, dear.
He's right, Adam. It's not all about executive decisions. It's as well to remember the PR.
Phone, purse, keys.
Where did I put my keys?
It's okay, Usha. We've got plenty of time. Jill's going to pick the boys up from the school bus for me.
Honestly, I don't know where my head is half the time.
You sure you're okay to hit the shops?
Of course, I'll be fine.
Oh, what's this?
I usually put my keys straight back in my bag as soon as I get through the door. What?
This parcel.
Oh, just came this morning. It'll be Auntie Satya's goodies. Even though I'm about to get married, she's still not convinced I can look after myself and eat properly.
Everybody should have an Auntie Satya.
Definitely.
If it's food, shouldn't you put it in the fridge?
I will. Now, just let me think. I came in from work last night.
And you didn't go out at all?
Alan came at about 8. Oh, we did, yes. We went for a walk. We watched a bit of cricket practice.
And what were you wearing? Maybe you left your keys in the pocket of your jeans.
Bingo! My tracksuit top. Ruth, you're a genius.
It has been said.
Hang on.
Are you sure this is food?
Just a minute.
Doesn't feel heavy enough. Oh, you've got a card from one of the charities.
What?
You've had a wedding present already.
Oh, the goat. Yes, that's from a couple of people at work. I'm taking it to Alan's. We're pinning them up at the vicarage.
Great.
Oh, got them.
It's a brilliant idea. Wonder what else you'll get,
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Have you got everything now?
I think so. Oh, I do hope I find something nice to wear today.
We won't come home until we do. Don't worry.
I'll be getting married in one of my boring suits.
I wouldn't care if you turned up in a bin liner.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Didn't you say you'd spoken to Elizabeth? Where did she recommend?
She's given me the names of a couple of shops in Felpisham to try.
Then that's where we'll go, then. Forget Borchester.
OK. I'm just worried that the autumn stuff will have started to arrive.
I won't let you get married in tweed.
Amy keeps texting to see if I've got the dress yet.
Does she?
Talk about pressure.
Stop worrying.
Okay. Right. I'm ready.
The parcel?
Oh, of course. Oh, my goodness. I don't think this is food.
Let's see. Oh, Usha, it's gorgeous.
A wedding sari.
What a beautiful shade of red and all that gold.
I know.
Is it from Satya?
No. It's from Ma and Pa.
Oh, what a lovely gesture.
Oh, it's more than that, Ruth.
Yeah?
Well, it means they're not just coming to the wedding out of duty. They really have accepted the fact that I love Alan and I'm marrying him.
Oh, I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
Oh. Do you want a minute?
No, I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah. Oh, come on, let's get off to Felpisham.
Okay.
One more outfit to go then. Oh, I hope I find something.
We will. Now stop panicking and let's get going.
Do you want a coffee, Adam?
Great, thanks. I finished my flask earlier.
Right. If you hold the cups.
Yep. It's a good thing Neil was available at the last minute to haul grain.
Yeah. And Eddie promised he'd do a shift too later.
Oh, good.
Thanks for coming over today.
Oh, no problem.
And for starting so early.
Yeah. Oh, that's the beauty of being your own boss, isn't it? The flexibility it gives you.
One of the advantages, yeah.
Yeah, and the ability to respond to customer need.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
Oh, that's okay. With a bit of luck, we'll have it all cut by tonight.
Right. Let's see.
Hey, Jazza.
So what?
What are you doing?
Give us a hand, would you?
Well, what are you trying to do?
My mate asked me to change the oil filter.
Yeah, so?
I went and said aye, didn't I?
Okay, look, I'll give you a hand after my dinner, yeah?
As long as you do, yes.
So what are you having to eat?
I'm off up the bill for a pie and a pint.
Oh, well, I'll come with you.
You? I've been trying to get you up the bill all week.
Yeah, I know.
What's up?
Oh, nothing. People keep checking up on me, that's all.
Right. Fair enough.
So it's no but you and Fallon, then?
No. No, since I went to see her...
Aye?
No, I don't think she'd want me to go to the bar. You go get the order, I'll go sit in the garden.
Just
leave it alone.
If you say so.
It's over, Jazza. Me and Fallon, we both know that, all right?
Aye, right, I get it.
So drop it. There's no way we can get back to what we were.
I see, I get it.
I just need a bit of time on my own. It's just me now.
Just you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm, poor Pat.
I know. She looked really stressed.
Well, she will be if their whole future depends on the outcome of a planning meeting.
Oh, they've got such a lot to lose. They pack the supermarket carrots in that pack house and the veg boxes.
And they've looked for alternative space.
There's nothing that's financially viable.
What a pity.
And it'll mean changes to their home life, having another family living slap bang in the middle of the farmyard. It's bad enough in summertime when we've got holidaymakers in Rickyard. We'd think twice before putting a family in there.
Well, she and Tony need to prepare well.
She said they're putting together a pack with all the information they'll need.
They've only got 2 minutes to make their case. It'll need to be pretty concise.
Yeah.
And good luck to them.
Anyway, finish your coffee and let's get back to the fray.
Yes, we'd better. I can't go home empty-handed. But no more frills or necklines that are almost round my knees.
But it was a lovely fabric, and the silhouette would really suit your figure.
Have you heard yourself, Ruth?
What?
Fabric? Silhouette? You've been in one too many dress shops. You're starting to sound like a saleswoman.
I am getting a bit carried away, aren't I?
Go home speaking like that and David will think you've been brainwashed.
Mind you, I'd need the snooty nose and the inch-thick makeup, wouldn't I?
Oh, what am I going to do?
Keep trying on.
I want to know why, when you're not looking, you always see clothes to suit you. And when you have the money and you want to buy... Suddenly the shops have nothing in.
It's one of those eternal mysteries.
Like, why does the toast fall butter side down? But thinking about it, you're right about the silhouette.
Oh, progress! Come on then, we've still got one shop to go.
Oh, I'm shattered.
And me. Did you say Ruth's bringing sandwiches?
So she said when she rang.
Great. I'm famished.
Yeah, me too.
Has Isha found a wedding dress, then?
I've no idea, Adam. I didn't think to ask.
No, I just thought, if they're back already...
I haven't a clue.
I'll tell you something that will interest you, though.
Yeah.
Matt rang a few minutes ago with some very good news.
Oh, about Annabelle's negotiations with the DNO.
Yep. She's managed to shave a whacking 24 grand off their estimate.
24?
Yeah, well, just under.
Wow. That's fantastic.
She's good, all right.
Say that again.
She's going to work at getting the power generation contracts in place.
Right.
One day we might even get this project off the ground.
Oh, that's great stuff.
She's a real asset.
Yeah, and I'd rather work with her than Matt any day.
I'll second that.
Hi, you two. I hope you're hungry.
Hello, love.
Hi, Ruth. No worries on that score.
How's it going?
Very well, touching wood.
Great. Here we are. Jill made the sandwiches. Beef and roast ham and tomato. Wow.
That's lovely. Adam.
Ham and tomato, please.
Save some for Neil and Eddie.
Well, we're going to have to hurry up. There you go.
Great. Thanks.
Lemonade?
Oh, please.
Are the kids okay?
Yeah. In front of the telly, I'm afraid.
They, looking forward to the fete?
Oh, true, right there. Josh hasn't shut up about it.
Full of glee at the prospect of their dad in the pond.
Hey, here is our latest recruit to the Roundhead.
Oh, he's roped you in, has he?
I'm afraid so.
We've got the makings of a really strong team.
Kenton's very enthusiastic too, you know. So much for helping Kathy with the white elephant.
Yeah, right. Knowing my brother, he'll be swanning around giving team talks before the tug of war, and then celebrating, or commiserating, with a pint in his hand afterwards.
That sounds like the Kenton we know and love.
Yep. Can't wait to see his face when he hits the water.
I've had Linda bending me ear too.
Why?
She pinned me down when I was crossing the green. Apparently she's got this feud going.
Oh, yeah. It's all about the value of a tea.
She's head-to-head with Joe Grundy. She says she's going to prove his pony eats oats.
I don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about.
No, better that way. OK, have you got enough there?
Yeah, plenty.
I'll love you and leave you then. Get back to milking.
OK, love.
Thanks for the refreshments, Rick.
No problem.
Oh, did Usha get fixed up, by the way?
She did. In the end, she went for the first outfit she tried on, and she'll look gorgeous.
Good out. Oh, Ruth, I'll be late in for supper.
OK.
But by the time I do get back, we'll have done the lot.
Who have they got on their side, then?
Well, I don't know all of them. There's quite a few so far. Fat Paul, Will, Kenton, Mum...
That's brave of you.
Yes, is there the ones who are going to end up in the pond?
She's up for a laugh, is Clary, but you're going to hear that.
Kenton and Mike are both after Neil and Chris, but I'm going to get Chris on our side. Reckon he'd be well good.
Chris Carter?
Yeah, what about him?
You going up the Carter's house?
No.
Right.
Why would I want to do that?
Well, I don't know.
What?
Nothing.
Good.
How about a few in the British Queen again tonight, then? You know, Mike's on the milk ground. If you get Oliver to do the morning milking, you can stay out in Stu's room. He's away. Make a night yet.
Well, I'll think about it.
We need to get away from in here, pal. It's day in both where he's in.
There they are!
Oh, hello, Mike.
Oh, at last.
Hey?
Oh, you're more elusive than the Scarlet Pimpernel. They say we only live over the road. I've been leaving messages for you all week.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Mike. I've had a lot on my mind. There's Alan's wedding and Chris has had his final theory exam today.
Oh, how'd he do?
Oh, I don't know. He hasn't been home yet.
Oh, it's probably a good thing. He ain't celebrating.
Well, I hope he isn't celebrating too hard. I don't want any mishaps at bell ringing practice tonight.
Anyway, it's about Sunday.
Oh, the tug of war?
That's it. Now, I've got some good lads on me side, but I need to bolster the team up a bit with some extra muscle.
Ah. Well, the thing is, Mike, Kenton's asked me and all.
Well, you don't want to go on the Cavaliers' side.
Why not?
Well, for a start, they lost, didn't they?
It's only a bit of fun.
Fun? One side gets pulled into the village pond, remember? And that ain't going to be mine, especially since as captain, I get a soaking.
Well, I'll have to have a think about it.
Oh, flipping it, Neil. What's there to think about?
Hmm, who's on the teams, for a start? I mean, Kenton's got Fat Paul as anchor.
So what?
Well, you might as well tie the rope round the telegraph pole. You aren't going to shift him in a hurry.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
I saw him the other day. He told me he's been training up.
Training up? For a tug of war?
Yeah, by eating kebabs every night for his supper.
Now, look, I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. I'll buy you a pint if you say you'll join the Roundheads.
A pint?
Well?
Kenton offered me a couple of pints. And double that if the Cavaliers win.
Are you ready, Mum?
Oh, Neely, just let me put the money in the safe. You can turn the lights off for me, though, Emma, please.
Right. Is Chris wrong?
He just sent me a quick text after the exam.
How did he do?
Oh, he didn't say. Just said he'd be home for supper. Anyway, you can never tell with these things, can you?
No, I suppose not.
How did you get on in Borchester this afternoon?
I ended up getting George some trainers off the market.
I hope you didn't get the cheap plastic ones.
No, they're designer seconds.
Oh, you shouldn't get in seconds.
Well, there's nothing wrong with them. But I can't afford to pay full price. He'll have grown out of them again in a couple of months.
Well, I hope you had them fitted properly.
I did. I went to the shoe shop first.
Feet need looking after. Right. Oh, turn the sign around for me.
Okay.
Let me get my bag and my jacket and we can go. Oh, no.
I still had to take me by some fags.
Oh, not really, Jasra. I've just cashed up.
Oh, go on. Take pity in a poor slave to the sex.
Oh, I'll be doing you a favour not serving you.
Oh, I keep meaning to pack them in, but...
I'll have to go and plug in the till again. I hope you've got the right money.
Cheers, Susan. You're a real angel of mercy.
I don't think so.
So, how are you doing?
All right. Yourself?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Jazzo?
What?
I just wondered, have you seen anything of Ed today? Only, well, I've not seen him all week and he's not been around. I just wondered how he is with everything that's happened.
Listen, Emma.
Right, here we are.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, you're here, are you? I tried ringing your mobile.
Oh, sorry, I wouldn't have heard it. We went straight to the pub after the exam.
Oh, I wondered where you were. Only it wasn't where you were supposed to be. In the tower.
Oh, ringing.
Ringing, yes.
I completely forgot about it, sorry.
Well, luckily, once I'd said it was your final theory exam, everybody said they understood.
Great. Are we having wine?
Yeah, your mum thought it was a bit of a special occasion. That's why we're in the dining room.
Cool.
How did it go, anyway?
Yeah, okay, I think. There wasn't anything on it I hadn't revised, even the diagrams.
Ah, good.
And I finished with time to spare so I could read it over, make sure it all made sense.
Well done. Here.
A tenner? What's that for?
You have a drink on me tonight.
Cheers, Dad.
Don't let on to your mum, though.
Thanks.
Here we are.
That smells lovely, Mum.
Oh, it's your favourite.
You'll need it to soak up all that beer you'll be having.
We're all meeting in the two tubs, then we're going clubbing. Pass the brown sauce.
What, brown sauce and wine? You're such a chump.
Oh, shush, shush. Was that George?
Oh, I doubt it. He was out like a light.
Oh, Neil, did you catch up with Mike about the tug of war?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I haven't decided which team to join yet.
Oh, well, why don't you join the Cavaliers,
eh? I have.
Why the Cavaliers?
Well, they were such thugs, weren't they, the Roundheads?
Well, that's what war is, Susan.
Anyway, the Cavaliers always look so romantic. Mm? Them big lacy collars and wide-brimmed hats, very dashing.
She's hilarious, isn't she, Emma?
Mum, it's not like they're going to be dressed up anyway.
No, Kenton Archer is.
Oh, blimey. Don't be giving your mum any ideas.
I'll be too busy on my bringing takes store to watch anyway to advertise a swap club, which is what I wanted to talk to you about, Christopher.
Emma, can you pass me some wine?
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Because she said you'd help by standing in for me.
Don't you be guzzling all of it.
I'm not.
Christopher.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, Emma, guess who's got the hearts for you?
Who? Not that Newton Faulkner lookalike with the dreads.
No. Well, him as well, but someone else.
There'll be things like jam and cakes, which can be swapped, and a board where people can advertise their skills to swap.
Christopher, listen to your mum, will you?
I am. It's Rick. You know, the singer and the Kooks. Luke, what's his name? He looks like him.
Well, what, with the really skinny legs? Oh, he's quite cute.
Sorry, Mum. Go on.
So people can swap things and skills, like, lift a ball, Chester, for something that's worth the same.
He told me in the pub.
Oh, I'm fighting a losing battle here.
No, I heard. People can swap what's on the table or the skills board. Simple. Don't worry, Mum, I get it. It'll be cool.
Oh, not you and old Jazzer. You give your word.
You need to think it this way, Mike. I'm naturally a freewheeler.
You said you'd be around it.
I'm a mercenary.
I'll give over.
I don't have allegiances. I can be bought to fight for the highest bidder. It's a seller's market.
Kenton Archer. Oh, I'm going to have a word with him.
Oh, you see what I'm saying, though, Mike? You can't match his offer.
Offer my Aunt Nellie. It's bribery, that is. Plain and simple.
Right, Mike. Jazzer.
Oh, Neil, now. Have you made your mind up yet?
Oh, glad I bought my jacket. Are you going to be warm enough, Emma?
Well, as soon as Kirsty gets here, we're going into Borchester anyway.
Well, you'll have to treat Clary for offering to babysit.
Emma, any chance it worked?
Yeah, of course.
Come on out of the car park.
Where's Emma off? I've got a drink here.
Oh, she'll be back in a minute.
What's all that about?
Oh, Jazz is on his own, isn't he, eh? Oh, perhaps he wants to go out with the girls instead of hanging round here with us.
Oh, here, weren't you at that meeting last night?
Oh, the Transition Village meeting?
Yeah, well, I hear there was a right ding-dong between Joe Grundy and Linda Snell.
Oh, should have been there. I nearly came to blows.
I wish I'd seen that.
Yeah, go on, tell him, Susan.
Well, it all started last week when Joe said a lift in his pony and trap was worth more teas than a lift in Linda's car because it was more eco-friendly.
Oh, she wouldn't have liked that.
She didn't. She said it wasn't true because Bartleby ate oats, which takes lots of chemicals to grow.
Yeah, but Joe said he only eats grass.
So last night, Linda turns up at the meeting waving a photo. I have incontrovertible proof, she says. Joe Grundy feeds his pony oats. Rubbish, says Joe. Let's see this so-called proof. And all the time, Pat's struggling to get people's attention back to the compost so she can start her talk.
So what was this proof, then?
Well, Linda had taken a photo of a feed sack.
Could have been any feed sack, then.
Ah, but listen to this. This is good.
Well, she'd taken this photo down on the field with Eddie's sow in the background. And next to the sack, she'd put a copy of this month's Borchester Life to prove the date. But Joe said Eddie uses them sacks all the time. He collects them from all over, you know, to cart away the rubble from people's gardens when he does a job. And anyway, Bartleby lives up at the end. Yeah.
So she still hasn't got concrete proof.
Well, what are they like?
So have you seen Ed then?
You're not listening to me, Emma. You've got to stay away from him.
Why are you suddenly attacking me? I only want to know how he is.
No daft.
No, and you're not a mind reader either.
Well, I know what you're up to.
No, you don't. I just want to know how he is, because I care.
You only care about yourself. New Ed's vulnerable because Fallon's finished with him. You want to latch on again? You're like a leech.
Oh, and who do you think you are, his puppet master?
I'm his best friend. I want what's best for him.
Where's all this come from?
I've been thinking it for years. I just haven't said it, that's all.
You don't care about Ed. You just want to control him.
Don't talk crap.
You're scared of being left on your own, aren't you? Just because you can't keep a girlfriend for more than 2 minutes.
It's Ed we're talking about, no me.
Exactly, so it's none of your business.
Aye, it is. Because I'm the one who has to pick up the pieces after you've left him in bits.
That's not fair.
What? Look at your track record.
But all that is in the past.
Oh, aye.
Oh, you're standing there judging me, but you're not exactly squeaky clean, are you? Who was it got caned on ketamine and nearly killed himself? Not me or Ed.
Aye. I've been stupid and I've suffered. Just me. But you've wrecked two people's lives, Ed's and Will's. In fact, three, if you count your baby who's got a dad who can't live with him.
Don't you dare bring George into this.
And that is due to you, Emma. Three lives wrecked, and what I did has nothing to do with anything.
Yes, it has. Because now you've changed, and, well, people have given you a second chance.
You nearly killed Ed, because you ended up in the streets.
Don't I deserve a second chance too?
I know you, Emma. You're lonely and fed up. You only want Ed till somebody else comes along with a better
offer.
That
isn't true, believe me.
No, I'm not going to risk it.
Well, it's not up to you to risk anything. I'll talk to Ed sooner or later, and when I do, it'll be between him and me. You'd better just keep out of it, all right?
And Alan said Amy's been working on Mabel to try and convince her to come to the wedding, but she's had no luck so far.
Oh, it's a shame how some people let their prejudices get the better of them.
Yeah. Well, that's how you brought up, innit?
That's my taxi.
Oh, look. Oh. Look after yourself and don't be too late, eh?
Yeah, you got your key?
Oh, we're sleeping over at Fergus's. See ya.
Okay, bye, love.
Yeah, see you, son.
Anyway, has Alan said anything about what I should wear?
Well, Lucia just said to come in the sort of outfit you'd wear to a normal wedding.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Anyway, Neil, now, come on. It's crunch time. I'm going to have to pin you down. Roundhead or Cavalier?
Oh, heck. Right.
Oh, come on. You ain't going to decide on a flip of a coin.
Seems simplest. Right, Mike.
Heads.
And Cavaliers if it's tails.
Oh, let's see then.
On your head be it, and all over the rest of you when we pull you into the drink on Sunday.
Well, aside, we've got no chance. It'll be your lot in the pond.
You lot, you're worse than kids.
We'll see.
Yes, we will. May the best team win.